still in the Lishna Basra. The machlekes Abaye and Rava is by Yevsher become a chaven. So we had kavana. So quite of Shimon about it also, because of Shimon holds that his rotzen is expressed in his kavana, and he had kavana. Machlekes is a libud Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't care about Kavan at all. What we care about is Efsher and Yefsher. So mainly Yefsher is Mutter. And Rava says that even Rabbi Yehuda holds from Kavan L'chum. He doesn't hold from Kavan L'kula, but he does hold from Kavan L'chum. Akoponim, it says in this Lashon in the Gemara, Lashon Basra, that by Yefsher V'loika Mechavan, Avad Rabbi Yehuda's Matter. No, but everybody's Matter. Yefsher V'loika Mechavan. Well, I explained it. There's neither Rotsin expressed in the Kavanah, nor is there Rotsin expressed in the Maisa. It's Yeshiv Aleikum Mechavin. That's Avada Mutter. The Maskanim of the Gemara is like the Lishna Basra. The Gemara says that the Lishna Kam is Itaisiv. The Gemara slugs up the Lishna Kam from the Chiksus. That's the end of the Sugya. The Maskanim of the Gemara is like the Lishna Basra. So the Chazanish asked the Kasha from a Gemara in Shabbos. I'm a good Gemara to know this Gemara. The Gemara brings a drosha, a brisa, that from the lashon of basar, by yemeshmini email b'sara losai. So the brisa says basar or b'sar. It's coming to be marbe. Could have just said yimel ar losai. What's yimel b'sara losai? It's coming to teach me afal pishiyeshem beheres yomel. Good Rabbi Yeshiva. It's coming to teach me that even if he has a beheres, he has a nega tzaras, b'mokam amilo, on the arlo. And there's a lav, b'shomer b'nega tzaras, there's a lav to remove a nega tzaras from a person's flesh. So here, removing the arlo will entail violating the lav of tzitzis beheres. Also comes to teach me that af appreciation beheres yokuts, that nonetheless, you have to be mal, even though you're going to be violating the lav of Tzitzas Beheres. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a dovah shenem is kavan. His kavan is not for tzitzis beheres. His kavan is for mitzvahs milah. So even without a pasuk, it should be mutter because it's a dovah shenem is kavan. So the Gemara gives two terutzim, Abaye and Rava. The same Abaye and Rava we have in Asik is also Abaye and Rava. Abaye answers that in the Chanami, Rabbi Yeshi holds the Bryce is going like Rabbi Yehuda, dovah shenem is kavan is also. So maybe I need a pasuk to be mutter, exerts a kosa, that here it's mutter. But generally, otherwise it will be also because Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. And Rava says, keep going even like Rav Shimon. Maida Rav Shimon, b'psikresha v'lo yomos. Here, the Tzitzis Beheres is a psikresha. Avada, when he removes the oil, he's going to remove the Negat Tzaraas. He's going to remove the Beheres. So Mela, without a Pasuk, it will be also. So I need a Pasuk to be Matir. So the Gemara asks, so it seems that Abaye doesn't subscribe to that. Abaye didn't give that Teretz. Abaye said, it's only going like Rav Yud, it's not going like Rav Shimon. But don't we know that Abaye and Rava both said Abaye also subscribes to the idea of psikresha? So the Gemara answers, "Lebosa the shami mirava sover." He heard it from Rava, and he was mekabel it from Rava. That's the Gemara. So what's the kasha? So somebody tell me, what's the kasha from this Gemara?
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
right. What is the Gemara? What's Abaye saying? It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Point Abaye. What's Abaye says? The Brisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Was Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. What do you mean? See, Efshev Leikum Mechaven. Rabbi Yehuda agrees by Efshev. Rabbi Yehuda's Maida that Efshev Leikum Mechaven is Mutter. That's Efshev Leikum Mechaven. There's no other way to do Lemila except through Tzitzis Beheres. So certainly it's a prime example of Efshev. See, Efshev Elokim Achaven. So it's nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is also matter by Efshev Elokim Achaven. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is only when it's Efshev. By Efshev, there's no Machlekes. So why is a Bai saying that it's going? What does it help that it's going like? What does it help? What's a Bai's teretz is going like Rabbi Yehuda? What does that help? Rava's teretz is good. It's a psikration. Okay, if it's a psikration, then it's off the table. But what's a Bai's teretz that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda? That's the kasha of the Chazon Ish. So of course you could say that Gemara is going like the Lishna Kama. That's very strange. When Gemara, the Lishna Kama is shlugged up. So it's going Gemara, the Lishna Kama is Yitaisel. So all we have is the Lishna Basra, a Bai and Rava. The Machlek is a Bai and Rava is like the Lishna Basra. So the Chazon Ish himself wants to say a Chiddush. Which he's not the only one to say this. Several Achrayim want to say that Rav Gemara says that EF Shavalokim Achaman is Mutter, the Kuli Alma, is only true by Hanoah, where the Hanoah itself is passive. You're not doing a Maisa, it's purely passive. You're a recipient of the Hanoah. So by Hanoah, the Gemara holds that if you don't have any Gilui Avotzen at all, neither in the Maisa nor in the Kavanah, it's EF Shavalokim Achaman. So that's not called. Then everybody agrees that it's nothing. There's no ma'aseh here. The Hanoah is only a ma'aseh if there's a rotzon involved. If there's no rotzon, it doesn't count as a ma'aseh. So there everybody agrees that the Eshel Lekim Achaven is mutter. But in the place where you have a ma'aseh, Speharis, for example, where it's a ma'aseh, then already there's no heter of the Eshel Lekim Achaven, and then Rabbi Huda would revert to his regular shita. The Dovah Shinu Achaven is also. That's the word of the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Zalman, for other reasons, wants to say such a word. Rabbi Zalman, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, it's a long arichus in Yoram Adov Hashem Miskaven. He also has such an idea. She also is mefapler with this notion that maybe Hano is different. Hano needs a higher participation than regular than a Maisa. The Maisa. First of all, it's not like Tosus. That's for sure. Tosus is for sure chaylik on this teretz, because Tosus says, Tosus brings the Gemara about ma'al livel b'tchilu b'shabbos. Tosus says it's the efshev lekem achaven. The Gemara says ma'al. The Gemara talks about being boil b'tchilu b'shabbos. The Gemara connects it to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also because Rabbi Shimon miskaven is also. You're making a chabur. So Tosus says it's the efshev lekem achaven. Rabbi Yehuda is moed by efshev lekem achaven. Places in a chrami that sug is not going like Agamor, it's going like a different sheet, like Rav Yirmiyah in the Gemara in Shabbos. Places mafalfal, he, but in a chrami, says Places. According to Agamor, that the Yeshua Lekha Machaban is mutter, so be mutter even according to Abiyuda to be boiled with Kilva Shabbos, because it's Yeshua Lekha Machaban. And there it's a Maisa, talking about the making a Chabur in Shabbos, not as Sir Hanan. So obviously, Places doesn't subscribe to this teretz of Rav Zalman, this teretz of the Chazon Ish. Zalman himself points out that Tosfos is not like this word. Also in Svar, I think it's a difficult word. If we're going to say that Hano is different, and that by Hano you need more Rotson than you need by regular Yisurim that are totally b'maisa, then how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are chaylik by Hano at all? Maybe when it comes to Hano, Rabbi Yehuda is moedet to Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Shimon is kamen is mutter. The machlokes, the original machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon was by regular Yisurim. The Gemara extrapolates, well, the same way you have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon over there, you have a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon by Hano. But if already you're telling me that Hano is different, Hano needs more Rotson because you need his participation, so how do you know by Hano? Maybe there's no Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon at all. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon only argue by regular Yisur. We have a Maisa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, once you have a Maisa, you don't need a Rotson at all. But by Hano, we need to have a Rotson. So maybe Rotson has to be expressed through Kavana, the same as Rabbi Shimon. So, even in Svara, I mean, maybe there's a way out of it. It's a difficult word. And it's certainly not like Tosfos. So Dayenu that it's not like Tosfos. So we have to. So what do we do with the Gemara and Shabbos? So maybe we could say the following kind of approach. First, let me just tell you what we're going to try to do. So just to know what we're angling at. What's going to be the tactic of your? You have such a kasha.
What's the strategically? How do we deal with such a kasha?
So let's go over the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos is a brisa appreciation of bosser appreciation of Eretz Yochut to milus doiche tzitzis beheretz. Correct the Gemara. What do you need to add before? It's davishen miskaven. It's anyway mutter. Even without a pasuk, it should be mutter. So Abai answers, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav answers, it's a psik reisha. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a psik reisha. I Abai. So the Gemara asks, so it seems Abai doesn't hold from that. The Gemara says, well, bosser the kibul may Rav suffer. After Abai heard from Rav this notion of psik reisha, so Abai came around and he accepted the idea of psik reisha. And of course, the question isn't Abai. Abai said it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why it would have been usher is because it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? Here's Yehoshua v'leikum achavin. Yehoshua v'leikum achavin. Rabbi Yehuda's matter. Kuliyam v'leipligi d'shar. So the tactic here is going to be to say that even though Abai did not yet know of the notion of psikresha, it's only possible to keep the sovereign the shalom meirovo. But Abai originally did not subscribe to the notion of psikresha. That was only in Rav Shimon. Abai didn't think that psikresha is going to help in Rav Shimon. But Abai already knew that psikresha in Rabbi Yehuda will take off the head to Rabbi Yehoshua v'leikum achavin. So if Abai said it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds davishen miskaven is also I see Yehoshua v'leikum achavin. That much already Abai knew that psikresha will take head off. But he didn't think it'll work in Rav Shimon. Rava says no, even in Rav Shimon psikresha works, and Rava was and Abai was mechavin that from Rava. That's going to be the tactic. But of course we have to make that we have to give life to that. We have to figure out why that would be so. But that's in Cheshbon, that's gonna be the Mahalach. That's the plan of attack. So I think that we could suggest the following. There's a Shaila, Chayim talk a lot, there's in Yeshiva Shirei they talk a lot. What's the idea of psikresha? Why is Rav Shimon moided that by a psikresha Dov Hashem is kavan is also? What does psikresha do? So, in the world, in the Vel, there's two approaches. One approach is to say, simple approach, is that what psikresha does is that it makes it mechavan. Let's say I'm dragging a safsel. It might make a chritz. So Kol's mind, it just might make a chritz, it might not make a chritz. So I could say, I didn't have kavanah to make a chritz. My kavanah was only to drag the safsel. But the minute it's a psikresha, I know for sure that this safsel is going to make a chritz, because that's the physics of it, it's going to make a chritz. So you can no longer say I didn't have kavanah to make a chritz. Because if I know there's going to be a chritz, then that makes it that I had kavanah for the chritz. That's one possibility. Psikresha makes it kimechavan. The other possibility is to say, La'olam, I don't have kavanah for the chritz. But what psikresha does is that psikresha makes it that it's one maaseh. If it's not a psikresha, I could look at the greiris asafsel and the asiyas hacharitz as two different maaseh. I had kavanah for the greiris asafsel. I didn't have kavanah for the asiyas hacharitz. So, tov shein miskaven is mutter. But where the asiyas hacharitz is inextricably tied to the greiris asafsel, one entails the other, then I can no longer divide it up into two maisa. The psikresha links it and makes it into one maisa. So it doesn't matter that my kavana, who cares that my kavana, my rotzen, was only for the gerus asafsul aspect of the maisa, and it wasn't for the siyas achwitz aspect of the maisa. But it's one maisa. If it's one maisa, so my rotzen for one aspect of the maisa works for the other aspect of the maisa as well, because it's one maisa. Those are the two approaches to psikresha. The rate is that it's totally in the orach about psikresha leinichle. The orach says that even though psikresha is also, but if it's leinichle, it's mutter. So the rate goes, if the idea is psikresha is kimechavin, so if it's leinichle, maybe it's not kimechavin. But if it's one maisa, then what's the difference if it's nichle or not? But anyway, that's not our concern right now, the orach, but just the word itself. So I want to suggest the following. Let's say like this. Abai understood, even initially, Abai understood that psikresha makes it into one maaseh. because they go together. One entails the other, so it becomes like one mice. So therefore, Abai held as follows. When we're talking in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, what rotzen are we interested in? Not the rotzen that's in his head. We're interested in the rotzen that's expressed in the mice itself. That was the part that I said yesterday. The machlokes Abai and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, at least according to the Lishna Basra, is not do you need rotzen, don't you need rotzen. They both agree that you need rotzen. The machlokes is, where do I find the rotzen? Rabbi Shimon says, I look for the rotzen in this kavana, this explicit thought. And is it chavavloi? Is it not chavavloi? And Rabbi Yehuda holds, I look for the kavana in the maisi itself. So I'm saying the following: Rabbi understood that in Rabbi Yehuda, that rotzen is defined by the maisi itself. Was it esher? Was it eesher? So Rabbi understood once it's a psikureisha that the greatest asafsel is going to make a chiritz. So then the rotzen to drag the safsel, the rotzen that's expressed in the dragging of the safsel is automatically a rotzon to make a chritz because it's one maisa. The two maisa are linked together because it's a psikreisha. So if you're looking at the rotzon that's built into the maisa itself, so by a psikreisha, it's one maisa. The asiyas, the mila and the removal of the beharis are one maisa because one has to entail the other. So and I know that he has a rotzen to be mal. I mean, I certainly know he has a rotzen to be mal. I don't know if he has a rotzen to be kaitis to beharis, because it's yesha. But I know that he has a rotzen to be mal. Well, how do I know that he has a rotzen to be mal? Not because I look at his kavanah, because the mice itself, to be mal, expresses a rotzen to be mal. But if being mal and being kaitis to beharis are one mice, then the rotzen that inheres in the mice to be mal, oh, that's a good word, the rotzen that inheres in the mice to be mal is automatically a rotzen to be kaitis to beharis. Because it's one maisa. But Abai felt that's only in Rabbi Yehuda that the rotzen is inherent in the maisa. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon that rotzen is in his brain, so what's he thinking? Well, what he's thinking is that he wants to do mila. He's not thinking about tzitzis beharis. So Abai thought their psikreisha doesn't make a difference. So therefore Abai said it must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, can't be going like Rabbi Shimon. Comes along the Rova and he says, no, even in Reb Shimon, psikreisha asrs. And that already we could say in two ways. We could say either that Rova is mechadish, that psikreisha is not just one maisa, but psikreisha is actually the mechavan. That's maybe the simplest way to say it. That's good for Rova's chiddush. Abai understood as a concept of psikreisha, but just to make it into one maisa. Rova said, no, psikreisha is more than just one maisa. Psikreisha makes it the mechavan. Or, if you don't want to say that, we can say that Abai is mechadish, that once it's one maisa, so then the kavana to be mal is once it's one maisa, then the kavana to be mal is accounts as kavana to be kaitis to beharis too, because it's all part of one maisa. Okay. I wanted to walk this through. It's a first of all, because I think it's a chizuk to the word that we've been saying, that the idea of efshir, the notion that efshir and efshir has to do with an expression of rotzim. I think this is a riot for that. It'll be useful in a lot of ways. This part, I just want to store it away. It's going to be useful to us in a few ways, but it's useful for that alone. It's a riot, it's a chizuk to that word. Secondly, it's also good to file away that we have, if that's the case, then we have here a riot from this Gemara, that the idea of psikreisha is that it's one maisa, at least in Abai. Well, maybe mechadish, but it's more than one maisa, but at least in Abai, that gives psikreisha that it's one maisa. Yeah, you'll see. We're going to refer back to this, so just we'll file it away.
Sorry, do Could you just repeat how Abai understands
Rebbe
Judah the first time?
You know, what I'm saying is the following. Again, the tactic is that Abai, the strategy is just a cheshbon, that Abai is already working with psikresh. Chaznish's kasha was, what's Abai saying? It's also according to Rebbe Judah. It's Yeshiv Eloyavim Miskavim. So the answer is that Abai already is using psikresh. Because it's psikresh, you don't have the heter of Yeshiv Eloyavim Miskavim. But the problem is, but the Gemara says Abai doesn't know that yet. If Abai already knows from Psikresha, then it should be also even according to Rav Shimon. So what we're trying to do is that Abai subscribes to Psikresha in Rav Yehuda, but he doesn't yet know that there's Psikresha in Rav Shimon. That's the Cheshmon. The way I'm being masvered is with the raid from yesterday, that the Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is, where do I look for his Ratzon? Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda looks for the Ratzon that's inherent in the Maisa, and Abai and Rav Shimon looks for the Ratzon that's explicit in his Kavanah. So Abai understands that if you're looking for the rotzim that's inherent in the Maisa, so when it's a psikresha, you can't say that he has rotzim for the mila. There's an inherent rotzim for the mila, but there's no inherent rotzim for the tzitzis beharis. If they're one Maisa, then whatever rotzim is inherent in this aspect of the Maisa is inherent in the other aspect of the Maisa, because the rotzim is coming out of the Maisa itself, and it's one Maisa. So if it's one Maisa, then the rotzim's for the whole Maisa. After all, I'm not looking at his brain. In his brain, he could think about this part of the Maisa, not that part of the Maisa. You know, you could have Kavanah for different things. But if you're looking at what's inherent in the Maisa itself, well, if it's one Maisa and the Maisa is being done, and inherent in the Maisa that it's being done voluntarily, it's being done Pirotzen, so if the Rotzen that's inherent in the Maisa, if there's Rotzen inherent in the Maisa because you have to do Milo, and Tzitzis Beharis is the same Maisa as the Milo, then there's Rotzen for Tzitzis Beharis too, if you're looking at what's inherent in the Maisa. Sarabai already knew. But Rabbi thought that's only in Rabbi Yehuda that we're looking at the Ratzon that's in the Maisa. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we're looking at the Ratzon that he's spelling out. Well, if he's spelling out what he's thinking, he's thinking about Mila. He's not thinking about Tzitzis Beharis. So there's Ratzon for the Mila, there's no Ratzon for Tzitzis Beharis. And Rav is Mechadish, Moed Rabbi Shimon Psikresha. But even Rabbi Shimon, who looks at his explicit Kavana, still holds that where it's a Psikresha, it's Osir. And here, really, we could say either way, either because that's Gufa's Rav's Kiddush, that when you have a psikresha, you have kavana for everything. Or if you don't want to say that, we want to remain with the idea that psikresha makes it into one maisa. So we'll say Rav is mechadish that where it's one maisa, the kavana for half the maisa counts as kavana for the whole maisa. Okay, let's see Tosfos now. Tosfos says lo yeshiv leikem mechaven kliyam leipliki. Can I put the squares up on the board here? Would that be helpful?
Yeah.
What? There's a marker in there.
Don't have a lot of space. But no, the marker doesn't work yet. You see? It's really almost invisible. Who's going to the market? I have in my office, maybe somebody wants to. My drip desk drawer, the wide desk drawer, you know. The one that will be under here. Nothing in it. By the way, I want to stress that I like, always at the beginning of the semester I talk about it, and I don't know how much it penetrates. It's very important in a sugya like this. It's mamish, you see it very much. It's very important to be learning the sugya to speak. The Olam already knows what I'm going to say. To speak out, but I don't see the Olam doing it so much. To speak out the shakli v'taya bal peh. Learning the sugya, take the time every step of the sugya, stop and speak it out bal peh. You need a sugya like this that really needs to get in your blood, the cheshbon, what's the eshet, the mechanim, and so on. And it's always good. All the very, there were a lot of times last semester when I felt that it was not good with me, and it's a shot. Low F sharp. Yes, sir. Ain't on the mechaven. The first lashon says if it's mechaven, it's also no matter what. Nothing to talk about. Mechaven certainly qualifies as rots. If he has kavanah, there's rots and nothing. Ain't a mechaven. So the Gemara says if it's lo yesher v'lo yikom mechaven, that's the language of the Gemara. Tosfos qualifies that, and he says that means according to Rav Shimon. I'm going to put it into a bracket because it's only Tosfos. According to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, Tosfos says it's certainly also. That is the machlokes of Shimon. And then by Esher, the Lekha Mechaven, so the Gemara says according to Rav Yehuda, it's certainly also. According to Rav Shimon, that's the machlokes Abaye and Rabba. Abaye says mutter, and Rabba says also. Then in the Lishna Basra, yeah, about this. If it's lo yashir v'lo yikom mechaven, you get the same thing. This is for sure mutter, the Lishna Basra. Everybody agrees that's mutter. If it's eino mechaven, but it's efshir, that's machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. If it's Esher become a Chavin, presumably it's Osir. The Lishna Basra doesn't spell it out, but it's clearly going to be Osir. So I put in parentheses because it's not spelled out anymore, but it's Osir. And the Shaila is if it's Lo Esher and it's Mechavin, so Gemara says according to Rav Shimon, it's certainly Osir, because Rav Shimon looks at Kavona, and Kavona defines Rotan and he is Mechavin. The Machlok is according to Rav Yehuda. Abai says that it's mutter, according to Abiyu, which Abiyu doesn't care about kavana, he only cares about efsher and yesher. And Rabbi says, no, Abiyu agrees that kavana affects the b'chol. Those are the two l'shaynas.
Fine, sub-taisvus. The taisvus going in the l'shna kamo. Lo yesher v'leikim mechaven kol yamo le'pligi. The more I said it, that lo yesher v'leikim mechaven is certainly mutter, sub-taisvus. L'lishna kamo nir l'farish, the kol yamo koya abai v'rovo. V'le'pligi, the Shari Hainu L'Rav Shimon. But the Gemara says that Lo Yesher V'Leikum Mechaven is Mutter L'Kul Yama. It means Abai and Rava both agree that it's Mutter Aliba L'Rav Shimon. But according to Abihu, that's certainly also. How does Tosis know? Says Tosis, the Harava Muki Plukit Rav Yehuda V'Rav Shimon V'Lo Yesher V'Leikum Mechaven. The Be'efshir V'Kum Mechaven, the Be'efshir Ka'omer D'Maid R'Rav Shimon D'Osir. So Tosis says a Pasha D'Cheshva.
According to Rava, in the case of Eshev Leikum Mechaven, L'Kul Yama Osir. Right? According to Rava, Rav Shimon Asers by Eshev over here, and by Eshev Einu Mechaven, and Rav Yudah certainly Asers by Eshev Einu Mechaven. So where is the Machlokes of Yudah and Rav Shimon? Which case are they arguing about? The only thing that's available is Lo Eshev, is Lo Eshev Einu Mechaven. That must be the case where they're arguing. So at least according to Rava, it's Mukhuch, that when the Gemara says L'Kul Yama Mutter, it means according to Rav Shimon it's mutter, but according to Yehuda of course it's also. And once it's two according to Rava, why shouldn't it be two according to Abai? Mechateisa, there should be machlekes Abai and Rava in that regard. So therefore, Tosfos Mechriach that that the Kuliyam over here means Abai of the Rava, Aliba of Shimon. Here, Rabbi Zalman, I mentioned before Rabbi Zalman, Rabbi Zalman wants to take issue with this Tosfos. Rabbi Zalman wants to say, it's actually the Chazanish before, he wants to say that it's not mukhuch. Maybe when the Gemara says l'kulei alma mutter, it means l'kulei alma mamish. So where's the machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon? If everybody here agrees here that it's mutter, so where do Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue? So Rabbi Zalman wants to say, why do they argue in this case? Rabbi Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue by a case of lo yeshev lo yikom mechaven. Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter because it's eino mechaven. Rav Yehuda says it's osur because he doesn't care about eino mechaven. In general, that's true. But by Yisuri Hano'o, where it's completely passive, there, if it's lo Eshev Leikim Mechaven, so there's no expression of Rotsan at all, neither in the Kamana nor in the Maisa, there Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's going to have to be Mutter because it's passive. Without any expression of Rotsan, then you didn't do anything. So when the Gemara says l'kulialma mutter, it means in the case of Hana, l'kulialma to be mutter. But of course, the classic machlekes and Rav Shimon, Tosfos is right. In general, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon are arguing about lo yeshiv leikim mechaven. But in this particular instance of Hana, here everyone will agree that it's mutter. Okay, obviously Tosfos doesn't hold from that. He said anyway, anyone doesn't hold from that word. I said before in the Chazanish and Sor also I have problems with that part. But you should just know that that's out there. Chazanish versus Alma, Yeshua has such an idea. So you should just know that concept exists. That maybe Hano is different. The whole sug is only by Hano you have this notion of Yeshua Loki Machavan. But Taisus Befemish holds doesn't subscribe to such a difference. Anyway, Taisus continues. Taisus goes out with Igadami. On the other hand, in the Lishna Basra, Loi Esher Leka Mechaben L'Kulyama D'Shari Hok Hai Kulyama Hain Rabbi Yehuda V'Rebshim. In the Lishna Basra, when the Lishna Basra also has such an expression that Loi Esher Leka Mechaben is Mutal L'Kulyama, there it's clear that it means Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, because the Lishna Basra holds that even Rabbi Yehuda has a Heter of Yesher. The argument that Rabbi Nova argue if you mechaven, if it'll take it off. But if you're not mechaven, there's certainly a head to Rabbi Yefshir, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the whole point of the Lishna Basra, that Rabbi Yehuda has a head to Rabbi Yefshir. So in the Lishna Basra, when it says lo yeshu lo yekim mechaven, that kuliyama li pligi d'shari, the kuliyama in the Seifa is different than the kuliyama in the Reisha. The kuliyama in the Reisha just means Abai and Rova. The kuliyama in the Lishna Basra means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Which is actually Meduyik and Rashi. Because Rashi, in the Lishna Basra, says kuli alma, so Rashi, Abai v'rova li pligi d'shori v'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. In the Lishna Kama, Rashi didn't say anything. Why didn't he say that already in the Lishna Kama? So in Rashi, it's also meduyik that in the Lishna Kama, it's not afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. It's only in Rav Shimon. In the Lishna Basra, the kuli alma includes Rabbi Yehuda. And Taisus says, v'osi shaper, according to this, we have a Rebach, the ve'ikad ami lehod v'noket elamashim ishanim iloshin rishon. This is bothered. How come the Lishna Basra didn't spell out this bottom left square? Efshu mechaven is also l'kliyama. The Lishna Kama spelled it out. The Lishna Kama, the Gemara, made that point explicit. Efshu mechaven l'kliyama also. So why didn't it say it again in the Lishna Basra? That's not a technical point. So Taisus' answer is, because the Lishna Basra only spells out things that are different than the Lishna Kama. Of course, you could ask, but the Lishna Basra did repeat something that was already in the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama said, L'yeshu v'leikam achavim l'kulialma mutter, and the Lishna Basra says the same thing, L'yeshu v'leikam achavim l'kulialma mutter. So you see, the Lishna Basra does repeat things that are already in the Lishna Kama. The answer is, no, it's different, because here it means something else. In the Lishna Kama, it meant l'kulialma abayin rov alibad Rav Shimon. In the Lishna Basra, it means even alibad Rav Yehuda. So this is not the same as the Lishna Kama. But Efshe Bekam Echavin, that is exactly the same as the Lishna Kama, and therefore the Gemara doesn't bother to repeat it. And this is a riot, Tosfos is chidush, that L'Kuli Alma over here in the Lishna Kama does not mean literally L'Kuli Alma. Okay, now Tosfos starts another topic. I don't know why it's in the same Dibra Maskel. It's a brand new topic. So Taisus, Umayri could go into Lehavi Psik Resha. The case over here has to be that it's not a Psik Resha. The Psik Resha, Moed Reb Shimon. That's what Gemara we saw in Shabbos, Kufam and Gimel, in many other places. Reb Shimon is Moed Reb Psik Resha also. So Ad Gemara, that's talking about Dovish in his cavern, Smutter Coin to Reb Shimon. What's mutter coin to Shimon? What's mutter coin to Yehuda? Our whole sugi must be talking about this Hanoah Haboloi Lodim Bal Korchoi must be talking about where it wasn't a psik resha. V'leka lemeimar, maybe we could get out of that. Maybe we could say, we can't say, but maybe we ought to be able to say the afilu b'psik resha shor yachar Reb Shimon. Maybe here Reb Shimon would allow even a psik resha. Mishum dehocha mairi begreira dekelim. The lekeli sur drabonin shu chayfek lachayat kinomer ve madlikin.
In the case of Geres Kalim, even if we'll make a chwitz, it's only going to be an Issur Derabbanan, because he's being chayr, it's klachayad. He's making the chwitz. That's not the normal way to be chayrish. So it's klachayad. So it's maximum going to be, even if it'll be Osir, it's only Osir Midrabbanan. So therefore, maybe by Melacha Derabbanan, maybe you don't have to have a psik, maybe I don't care that it's a psikresha. Maybe the Gemara that says Moedir of Shim psikresha is only by Yisurim Deraisa. But by Derabbanans, like Tzitzis Beheres, where it's Tzitzis Beheres Midiraisa. It's not Kalachayat at all. You take a knife, you cut off the Negat Zeras. It's not Kalachayat. So there, Rav Shimon is Moedir by a psikresha. But by Greiris Mitakisi Vesafsul, where anyway it's only Greir Midirabbanan, so maybe there psikresha doesn't matter. Maybe it could be even a psikresha. So Tosfos says, no, that can't be. Because the Gemara brings proofs from cases that are Isurim Deiraisa to the issue to Kigoin, the whole sugya on the next Amud, Me'ilo, Beklayim, Bepsilpora, Shachloimet, the Kohanim, the Maisel, have Ipsikresha. Those things are not Ipsikresha. Now, clearly, those are Isurim Deiraisa. So all of those cases must be that it's not Ipsikresha. Well, if all of those cases are not Ipsikresha, so Me'ilo, the case of Agamar of Asiyas Chiritz is also talking about where it's not a psikreshah. There's a lot of things here that are a little bit strange. There's a lot of things to talk about here. First of all, right off the bat, I don't understand. What's Tosis Raya? Maybe a Hokadisa of Hokadisa. Maybe all those cases later on, those who assumed the Raisa, they will not have psikreshah. But Asiyas Chiritz, which is an Issa Derabban, maybe it is a maybe it could be a psikresha. I mean, who's just because the Gemara compares the issue of Geres Safsul, the Efshe of like the Mechavan, and so on, it compares it to or the Efshe of Mechavan. The Gemara compares it to those cases as far as the issue of the Efshe of Mechavan is concerned, or Efshe of like the Mechavan. So the Gemara compares that'll be the same in both cases. But as far as the issue of psikresha is concerned, maybe it's not identical. By Asiyas Chiritz, it could even be a psikresha, because it's only a melacha derabbanan. And by the ilo and kilayim and psulpora, all the cases over there, you assume they're raisa. Maybe those happen to be those are assumed raisa. So it's not a psikresha. That's not the topic of Agamar. Agamar doesn't care if it's a psikresha or not. Agamar has other fish to fry. But you want to, is it a psikresha or not? Each case will have to be judged on its own merits. Where it's a melacha deraisa, it could be where it's an issa deraisa, then it can't be a psikresha. Where it's a melacha derabbanan, then it could be a psikresha. Taisa seems to hold that if the Gemara is going to compare and bring raias from the ilo and psulpara and klayim to the case of Asiyas Chiritz, they have to be the same as far as psikresha also. If those cases are not a psikresha, then the case of Asiyas Chiritz must also not be a psikresha, because otherwise the Gemara couldn't compare it. What does one thing have to do with the other? Just a psalim, shalim, pshat and taisus. Maybe a haschola's dvar, but I don't want to see it all the way through to the end. Going back to the point that I said, the answer to Chazanisa's kasha from the Gemara and Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. So we saw over there in that sugya that psikresha impinges on the issue of kavana. When you have a psikresha, it's not like it's a separate universe. When you have a psikresha, there's the reason why psikresha is chayim is because one thing in Abaye and then another thing in Rava. Abaye already had the notion that when you have a psikresha, so the rotsim that's inherent in the maisa of milo, let's say, is also considered to be a rotsim for the tzitzis beheres. And then Rav is Mechadish, even Rav Shimon, that the kavana that you had for Milo when it's a psikresha is considered to be a kavana for Tzitzis HaBeheres. So the reason why psikresha is Osir is because Pesik Reisha affects the issue of Ratzon. Davar Shein Miskaven is fundamentally an issue of Ratzon. Rabbi Shimon Kedid Islay, Rabbi Yehuda Kedid Islay, whether it's the Ratzon in the Maisa, whether it's the Ratzon in this Kavono, but Davar Shein Miskaven is a Ratzon Dik issue. And the reason why Pesik Reisha is Osir is because Pesik Reisha deranges all the Cheshbonos about Ratzon. When you have a Pesik Reisha, then your Ratzon that you had in Maisa A all of a sudden becomes a Ratzon for Maisa B, because it's one Maisa, however the lumbus is. But that's the idea of Pesik Reisha. Pesik Reisha is, it affects the Ratzon. So therefore, I said, have a minute, maybe by Malachas Drabonon and Pesik Reisha, we don't care about Pesik Reisha. That would mean that by Malachas Drabonon, we have a lower threshold of Ratzon, or a higher threshold. We need a higher. And this Tosfos was entertained this Havamina, that maybe by Melachos D'Rabbanon, Pesik Reisha is still Mutter. So what would that mean? That would mean that by Melachos D'Rabbanon, the threshold of Ratzon that you need in order to be Chayiv is higher than it is by Melachos D'Raisa. By Melachos D'Raisa, even Pesik Reisha is enough Ratzon. By Melachos D'Rabbanon, you need a greater degree of Ratzon. Pesik Reisha is not enough, you need something, a more explicit kind of Ratzon. Says Tosfos, if we're going to say such a distinction, that Melachos D'Rabbanon are different than Melachos D'Raisa. That by Melachos D'Rabbanon, Pesik Reisha is still Mutter because there's a higher threshold of Ratzon that you have to meet. Then how could the Gemara compare Melachos D'Rabbanon, Asiyas Kritz, which is a Melachos D'Rabbanon, to cases of Me'ilu and Klayim and so on, in regard to the issue of Davar Shein Miskaven altogether? Davar Shein Miskaven is fundamentally a Ratzon issue. And if you're telling me that Melachos D'Rabbanon have a different threshold of Ratzon than Dui Surim D'Raisa, so then how can you bring Raias from altogether from Yisurim D'Raisa to Melachos D'Rabbanon on the issue of Davar Shein Miskaven, when I see that Melachos D'Rabbanon have a different threshold of Ratzon? Says Tosfos, it must be that the whole assumption is not true, that the threshold of Ratzon for D'Rabbanon is the same as the threshold of Ratzon for D'Raisa. Well, once that's true, then there's no room to be Mechalek from Pesik Reisha either. Once you say they have the same threshold of Ratzon, then they have the same threshold for Pesik Reisha. Tosfos not sure. Do they or don't they? Do Melachos D'Rabbanon have to be on the same, either have the same threshold of Ratzon as do Yisurim D'Raisa? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. So Tosfos entertained the Havamina, maybe they don't. So therefore, maybe by Asiyas Chitz, it could even be a Pesik Reisha. Maybe the threshold by Melachos D'Rabbanon is higher. So Tosfos, but that can't be, because if the threshold of Ratzon by Melachos D'Rabbanon will be higher, then the Gemara has altogether no business bringing proofs from Yisurim D'Raisa to Yisurim D'Rabbanon on any issue of Davar Shein Miskaven, not only on a Pesik Reisha issue, but on any issue of Davar Shein Miskaven, on issues of Chayisa, Yef Shuv Kol Mechaven, or Lo Yef Shuv, all the issues that the Gemara is talking about, Lish Mekaven, Lish Debasra, whatever it is, whatever issue, these are issues of Ratzon. How can you bring Raisa from Yisurim D'Raisa to Melachos D'Rabbanon? It must be that my whole assumption is wrong, that there's no difference in the threshold of Ratzon for Yisurim D'Raisa and Yisurim D'Rabbanon. Well, if the whole assumption is wrong, then there's no room to be Mechalek from Pesik Reisha either. I think as far as it goes, this is Pshat and Tosfos. It's still not so great by me, because at least by Klaim and Psul Parah, this is three cases: Klayim, Psul Parah, and Me'ilah. Now, with those rice, Lechumru or Lekula. So Me'ilah went both ways. Yad Yosha B'tzila Shel Heichol, which is Raya Leheter. Then we have another one from Lulum Hayupsuchim, which is Raya Leisser. Okay, so that is nothing. That can't prove either way. Then we have Psul Parah. Psul Parah was a Raya Leisser. Sula. So that's okay. If it's costly. Yeah, Psul Parah, I don't understand. One of Tosis' cases was Psul Parah. The other two are okay, but by Psul Parah, the Gemara's Raya was Le'isr. It says by Psul Parah, Chnisa L'Rafka V'dosha, it says there that it's Psul, so Rava brings a Raya from there that you see that I'm right, that E'esher V'loika, that E'esher V'komechavin is Osir. So there already, what's Tosis' problem? Maybe la'olam, the threshold by their isis, the threshold of rotsin is lower. No, so I'm still the other way around. The threshold by yisurim their isis is lower, and the threshold by yisurim their abundant of rotsin is higher than things that are usur by their isis, but still be mutter by their abundant. So that one's good. Maybe you lose good. I'm sorry, kiliyat kerem is the one that's a problem. The last case in place is kiliyat kerem. The Gemara brings Uriah for Isnakla Kerem is Klayim. Klayim is Meichik Sus. The end of the Sugya. The Gemara brings Uriah, Meichik Sus, Meichim Kedarkon. So the Gemara brings from there Uriah that Efshe, Veloike Mechavin, is Mutter. Says Taisis, that must not, that can't be a Psikresha. That also can't be a Psikresha. That's one of the cases. So that must not be a Psikresha because there it's an Issa there Isa. So how can the Gemara compare it to our case? What's the Gemara's, what's Tosfos right? What's Tosfos' problem? And that one, maybe it's Derech Kavachemah. If by Surim Deraisa, where the threshold is lower, the threshold of Rotsim is lower, and yet it's still Mutter, so by us, we're talking about it, by Charitz, which is a Derabanon, and the threshold is higher, so Kavachemah, that it should be Mutter. So that one would actually be good. Why, that one case, I don't see what Tosfos is bothered by. The other two, I understand more. Let's read the Tosfos inside again. I'll show you. I just want to read the Tosfos inside the way I want to understand the Tosfos. Let's just read. So Tosfos says from the beginning of this section, "Umayri ki goyim delo havi psikresha." The case of asiyas chiritz must not be a psikresha because the psikresha may be Reb Shimon. New paragraph. Maybe we could suggest that really we're talking about, even if it is a psikresha, Gereris Kisi Vesafsel is only an Isra Malacha Derabanan. By a Malacha Derabanan, we would allow even a psikresha. Allow even a psikresha. What does that mean? Because maybe by Malachas Derabanan, the threshold of Rotzen to be Mechayev is a higher threshold. So even though psikresha is an expression of Rotzen, but maybe only by their isis that are more sensitive, but by their abonos there's a higher threshold of rotsin, so maybe psikresha would still be mutter. So maybe the case over here could still be a psikresha. So Tais says no, it can't be. Paragraph 3. The b'shemaitzim maisilo midi der isis kon mila v'klayim b'psul par. The Gemara compares the arisa de kisurim tasiyas chritz. So the way I'm explaining Tais means is, if you're telling me there's a different threshold of Rotson for Deraisas and Derabonans, so how can the Gemara compare Deraisas and Derabonans? How can you bring the Uriah from a Deraisa, such as Psulpara and Klayim and Me'ilah? Those are all Yisurim Deraisa. How could you bring Rias from there to the Nidoin of Asiyas Charitz, which is only Nisa Derabonan? The fact that the Gemara could compare one to the other, bring Uriah from one to the other, you see that the threshold of Rotson must be the same for both. And then that is a fourth paragraph. But Sarach Leimar, it's a new thought. The Golahani de Maisel, you have a psikresha. That all those other cases must also not be a psikresha. Because otherwise, why they'd be a Dov Hashem Miskaven? That's like another thought. It's not really connected, but it's a fourth thought. So I'm just asking in paragraph 3, I understand Tosis Raya from Sulpora and from Me'ilo, where the Gemara is bringing a Raya. The Gemara there is trying to bring a Raya L'chumma. You see that by Sulpora it's Osir, it's Posel. You see by Me'ilo that it's Osir, they're not allowed to look at the Hechel. So Tosis Raya is very good. How could the Gemara compare? Maybe by Sum Darais it's Osir because there's a lower threshold of Rotsin. By Sum Darabon, maybe you need a higher threshold of Rotsin. So that must I understand. But Tosis also throws in Klaim. Klaim is a Raya the other way around, a Raya Leheter. The Gemara brings from their Raya against Rav, a Raya that it's Mutter. That's very good. There you could compare the Raises and the Rabbanans. If by the Raises it's Mutter, Koshkin, it's Mutter by the Rabbanan. So from Klaim doesn't belong in the picture. Sulpora and Me'ilo belong in the picture, but Klaim, I don't know why places through it. Right, that's already Tzarachliyim. Okay, that's number one. Another point from this Tosis. We know that Moedir of Shimon and Psikresha. Psikresha takes off the heter of Dovah Shein and Miskavim. That's the Chiddush of Rav in the Gemara and Shabbos, and that's how we hold it. Psikresha takes off the heter of Dovah Shein and Miskavim. We learned in our sugya that there's another heter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a different heter called the heter of E-Efsha. And by and Rove, how far that goes? Is it even Yevshev Kamachavin? Abai holds even Yevshev Kamachavin is Mutter. Rove says, no, only Yevshev Kamachavin. But there's this new heter that Rabbi Yehuda has of Yevshev. It doesn't exist according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon only has a heter of Dovashin Miskavin. He only looks at Kavonim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he looks at the mice itself and he has a new heter called Yevshev. Does Psik Resha take off the heter of Yevshev? This is not a Gemara Mufureshes. But I think it is Mufuresh and Tosis. I'm asking you. Does Psikresha take off the heter of Yesh? It takes off. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Psikresha takes off the heter of. Psikresha takes off the heter of. So earlier in the shiur, I did say that it takes off the heter of Yevshev to answer the Chazanish's kasha. So then I did say that it takes it off. That was the whole vort in the Chazanish's kasha. Abai already knew that Psikresha takes off the heter of Yevshev. Okay, fine, that was my vort. But is there a raya from Tosfos? It's not explicit. That was my teretz for the Chazanish's kasha. But is there a raya from Tosfos to the shaila? Does Psikresha take off the heter of Yevshev? You really have to remember this. You have to have seen the Gemara in Daf Chavav, I suppose, for this. But Chavav Amar Aleph. Taisa says, "Kol Hani Demaisi Lehavi Psikresha Meila Klayim Sulpara Meila." And the case of Meila and the case of Sulpara are cases of what? Efsher mechaven veEfsher. So much is beferish. Those cases, the case of the tzilus shel hechol and the lul in which they would lower the contractors into the hechol and the gemara about techniso l'ravka v'dosha. All those cases, the gemara says, the cases of mechaven. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abai, there would be a heter of efsher. Those are all cases of efsher become mechaven. And the heter at work there is the heter of E-Efsha. And Abai and Rova bring rise from there to their question, their machlaik is about what's the din by E-Efsha v'kom achava. But if it's mutter, it's mutter on the grounds of E-Efsha. And Taish says it can't be a psikresha. If it will be a psikresha, there will be no heter. It's mefurish in Taish that the heter of, that the din of psikresha, that psikresha takes off, that psikresha is also, is not only in the context of Dova Shein and Miskaven, but it's also in the context of the heter of Yevsher. Rabbi Yehuda's heter of Yevsher does not apply to a psikresha. How did Tyson know? In the Gemara, we know that Pesik Reisha takes off the heter of Dov Hashem Miskaven. Who says that Pesik Reisha takes off the heter of the Efsha? How did Tyson know? Maybe it's not true. Maybe Pesik Reisha takes off Einim Miskaven. Who says it takes off the Efsha? So, maybe he knew it from the Chazon Ish's Kasha. So that could be. But I think more likely, Tyson held it as a Svar that way. And it's as chizik to what we're saying all along. That the heter of Yesher is not some different animal than the heter of Einim Miskaven. It's the same kind of heter. The heter is that the Maisa was done without Rotson. The difference is, where is the Rotson expressed? Is it expressed in the Kavanah, according to Rav Shimon? Is it expressed in the Maisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda? But fundamentally, it's the same idea, that Yesher or Einim Miskaven, they have in common that with the reason why they're mutter, Lamarkid Islay, is because the Maisa was done without Rotson. And if Maida Rav Shimon by Psikresha, it's also. Because then it becomes one Maisa, or then it becomes like Yismachamun, or then it becomes like, well, let's say it's simpler, then it becomes one Maisa. So, and once it's one Maisa, I don't care that he had Rotson for this half, but I don't care that he had Kavona for this half and not for the other half. But it's one Maisa, that's Rav's Chiddush at the end. That since it's one Maisa, Kavona for half is Machayev you on the other half, so the same thing should be true for the heter of the Yesher. Maybe even more so. I mean, when I was answering the Chazon Ish's Kasha, I said that it's even more obvious that Psik Reisha takes off the heter of the Yesher. Because when we're talking about Rotson that's inherent in the Maisa, it's more obvious that Psik Reisha takes that off than when we're talking about Rotson that's explicit in his Kavanah. So it's even a Kal V'Chomer. But it's all with this Hanocha that the heter of the Yesher is based on the fact that it's a lack of Rotson. So I think from here also, from this line of Tosis, there's another Raya to this Yesod, that the heter of Yesher has to do with, it's the same kind of heter as Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's a heter because it lacks Rotson. By the way, I found, Taka, somebody just pointed out to me, Rabbi Adler pointed out to me before Shir, that it's the Tosfos Reina Peretz, Tosfos Rid rather, says Beferish, that the reason why Yesher is Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda is because since it's the Yesher, so Rabbi Yehuda considers it to be Einim Mechaven. For Rabbi Yehuda, that's called Einim Mechaven. That's Rabbi Yehuda's, the Lashon Tosfos Rid is, Yehudol's cave in the Esher Bahagba, the Ovid Greira's Zeus. I don't know where the word Zeus goes in. Cave in the Esher Bahagba, the Ovid Greira, Zeusi Chashuvaloi Kavanah. The Esher is, Rabbi Yehudol's Esher is like a Kavanah. I would, in my language, my terminology, I'm saying, according to Rabbi Yehudol, the Esher is the expression of Ratzon. I don't look at what he's thinking in his Kavanah in his mind, I look at his Maisa to express his Ratzon. Since it's Esher, so that's where the Ratzon is. The Tosfos Rid calls it, that it's choshev like kavana. I don't want to call it kavana because I don't want it to get confused with Rav Shimon's kavana. So we'll call it rotzon. But the idea is mekorish in Tosfos Rid. I think from this Tosfos is another. From this point in Tosfos is another right.
Yeah. Isn't the case of tzel a case of segregation?
Tosfos Rashi has that, and he says that it's not. About the cases that it's not. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but Tosfos Rashi says it's not. Do I have it here? Tosfos Rashi raises the point explicitly, and he says somehow it's not a Psik Reisha. It wasn't such a clear handoff from the Tzel. Yeah, another point here in this section of Tosfos. L'chaira, according to Tosfos, the case of Hanoah, the first case, Hanoah, Bolo, Lodom, Bakrochai, Rashi says that you're walking past the Reyach Shalom, Adizara, is also not a Psik Reisha. Hashtas. Why should it be any different? Hagam, we'll see later, there's Iran and Chulin, which one did I accept it as a Maramokum? There's Iran and Chulin, who says that by Suri Hanoah I don't care about Psik Reisha. Tosfos doesn't hold the way. Meichik Sus is a Hanoah. And Tosfos says it's not a Psik Reisha, can't be a Psik Reisha. That's good for the man is Chaylchan. Tosfos says the case of Meichik Sus, Klayim, must not be a Psik Reisha, because otherwise it would be Osir. And the Ran and Chulin says, no, Meichik Sus is a Psik Reisha, but by Suri Hanoah I don't care about Psik Reisha. And we'll talk about the Ran separately, Mitzvah Shem. But Tosfos Moichik Sus is not a psikreisha. Tosfos apparently holds that even Yisrael Hanoha they can't be a psikreisha. So presumably the case of Hanoha Bolo Adam Bal Kochi at the very beginning of the sugya has to be a case also where it's not a psikreisha. So first of all, I have a problem just in Shat. But Tosfos wanted to prove that the case of Asiyas Chuyitz can't be a psikreisha because the Gemara compares it to Yisrael Deraisa, the Ila Chaim, and so on. Why didn't Tosfos talk about Hanoha Bolo Adam Bal Kochi? That's also in Yisrael Deraisa. The Gemara compares Asiyas Chuyitz to Hanoha Bolo Adam Bal Kochi. Isn't that also in Yisrael Deraisa? Reach Shel Avodah Zarah, Reach Shel Chametz, whatever it is. Why didn't Tosfos bring a raya from there? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe that's not so explicit that it's in Yisrael Deraisa. Who knows what the Reach was? Maybe it was some kind of Yisrael Nami Derabbanan. I don't know. That's a Shalom Shat. What Tosfos have to come out to Me'ilo? You know, Tosfos, the Gemara compares it to Yisrael Deraisa, so it must be that there's no difference between Yisrael Deraisa and Yisrael Derabbanan. Why do you have to bring from the next Omer, from this Omer itself? The Gemara starts with Hanoah Bolo Adam Bal Korachai, and then it starts to compare it to Asiyas Chutz. If Asiyas Chutz is Derabbanan and Hanoah Bolo Adam Bal Korachai is a Deraisa, so right away how can the Gemara be comparing one with the other? So I don't know why Tosfos didn't bring that. But Al Kaponim, the Chorech should come out according to Tosfos that the case of Hanoah Bolo Adam Bal Korachai is also a case where the Hanoah, the Reish Shel Avodah Zarah, was not a psikreishah. The Rosh says that way beferish. The Rosh says that the case of Hanoah Bolo Adam Bal Korachai, he's passing by the Reish Shel Avodah Zarah, the case is where it was not a psikreisha. If it would have been a psikreisha, it would have been awesome. So what's the case? How is Hanoah, you're walking past the Reish Shel Avodah Zarah, what's the Metzius? How is that not a case of psikreisha? How do you have a case where that's not a psikreisha? Says the Rosh, it's not a psikreisha because Efshaloi Listoim Nechirov. He could hold his nose. Since he could hold his nose, it's not a psikreisha. So everybody should answer right away. What's the pshat? What's the kasha? What's the problem? Just a pshat.
Imagine he doesn't close his nose.
Right, he's not closing his nose. If he would close his nose, then he wouldn't smell the reyach. But he's not closing his nose. The Rosh didn't say that he's closing his nose. He's not closing his nose. If he would close his nose, he wouldn't smell the reyach. So therefore, it's not a psikreisha. But right now, he's walking around with his nostrils wide open. So right now, it is a psikreisha. But what does that even mean? Since he could have closed his nose, so therefore, it's not called a psikreisha. That makes it more mutter. Since I could have closed my nose and not smelled the reyach, so therefore, it's not a psikreisha, and that's why it's mutter. What do you mean? I could have, but I'm not closing my nose. Right now, it is a psikreisha. No, the Rosh Beferish. He didn't. It's clear in the Rosh. He did not close his nose. It's Efshaloi Listoim Nechirov. It's not that he does close his nose. If he closes his nose, and it's not. Why would it be even a shaila? It's Hanoah Bolo Adam Bal Korachai means he's getting that nose. He's closing. He's not closing his nose. But since it's Efshaloi Listoim Nechirov, so therefore it's not a psikreisha.
Because if it's possible to close his nose and not smell it, so you can't see that it's always one maisa.
So that's what I want to get at. The Rosh is Muchach, goes back to that child. What's the Pshat of Psikreisha? Is the Pshat of Psikreisha, since it's definitely going to happen, definitely one entails the other. Maisa A certainly entails Maisa B, so therefore it's Kilo had Kavona for Maisa B? Or is the Pshat of Psikreisha that since Maisa A entails Maisa B, so therefore it's considered to be one Maisa? If the idea of Psikreisha is that since I know I'm going to make a Chirid, so it's like I had Kavona to make a Chirid, so Rosh makes no, then it's very hard to understand. I don't know what Rosh could mean. Since I could have held my nose, but not myself, I'm not. So therefore, it's not called that I'm having kavana for the smell. What do you mean? I'm not holding my nose, so I have kavana for the smell. I know I'm going to smell it. So by walking by the Avodah Zarah, am I not holding and not holding my nose? I know for sure that I'm having kavana for the reich. So that's called having kavana for the reich. Apparently, the Rosh holds the pshatim psikreisha is the other way. That the idea of psikreisha is that it becomes one myself. And therefore, the Rosh holds, there's two mice in here. There's the mice of walking down the street, and there's the mice of smelling where others are. Are they one and the same, or are they not one and the same? Says the Rosh. Since it's possible for me to walk down the street and not smell where others are by holding my nose, so therefore, the mice of walking down the street is not identical with the mice of smelling where others are. And therefore, even if I don't hold my nose, but the maisa of walking is not identified with the maisa of smelling, because you could do one without the other. And once you could do one without the other, I could walk down the street without smelling the Avodah Zarah, and I didn't, even though I didn't, but I could have, so that is enough to separate the mice of walking down the street from the mice of being Mariach, the Reshul of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it doesn't have the quality of psikration. Psikration means that it's one mice, and here, since it's Eshul, at least in the fear of it's two. And therefore there's no problem here with being a psikration. Her, you could still ask. Okay, so I understand. The Rosh Hashanah, it's not a case of secretion. You walk down the street, since Eshel Elustam Lechirub, it's not a case of secretion. I'll ask you a different question. The Gemara says that if there's only one street, it's called E-Efsher. You have another route, then it's called Efsher. But if this is the only way to go, then it's called E-Efsher. Why is it E-Efsher? It's Efsher. I could hold my nose. So it should have the Isser of, forget secretion. So it has nothing to do with secretion. It doesn't have the Rosh was asking. The Rosh was saying, you can't have the. Why isn't it a psikratia? So the Rosh, well, actually, it's in the Chira Vatara, it's a separate mice, so you don't have the problem of psikratia. But I'm asking a different question. Okay, take psikratia out of the picture. But it should be also on account of it being Efsher. What's the case of E-Efsher? There's only one road. But it's Efsher list in the Chira. So why isn't that called Efsher? Why is it called E-Efsher? It should be called Efsher. You could have held your nose and you didn't, so that should be called Efsher. It parenthetically, I don't want to over confuse. I don't want to confuse the matter, but just I hope I'm just making things clear. Efsher and E-Efsher has nothing to do with one mice and two. Psikratia could be defined as when it's a psikratia, it's one mice, and when it's not a psikratia, it's two. Efsher and E-Efsher has nothing to do with being one mice and two, because it runs the other way. It runs in the other direction. If we were talking about it as a one mice or two, when it's E-Efsher, when there's only one way to walk past the Avodah Zarah. If we'd be considering Efsher and E-Efsher to be an issue of, is it one mice or two mice? What would be more like one mice of you? The walking and the Avodah Zarah. When there's no other way to go past the Avodah Zarah, or when there is another way to go past the Avodah Zarah. Not to go past the Avodah Zarah. When the only path to Yeshiva leads past the Avodah Zarah, is that more like, is the walking and the being Mariach, the Reach of the Avodah Zarah, more like one mice or more like two, as opposed to when there's two ways to go? If anything, it would be more like one mice. If the walking to Yeshiva entails walking past the Reach of the Zarah, so if anything, then it will be more like one Maisa. And it should be more Osir. Because the fact is that it's more Mutter. E-Efsher makes it more Mutter, not more Osir. And the reason is because Efsher and E-Efsher has nothing to do with one Maisa or two Maisa. It's definitely two Maisa. It's not a Psegresha. And therefore it's definitely two Maisa. Walking past the Avodah Zarah and being Mariach Avodah Zarah, definitely two Maisa, regardless of whether it's Efsher or E-Efsher. The issue of Efsher and E-Efsher has to do with Gili Rotsun. When there's another way to go, then I see a Gili Rotsun when I take this path. When there's no other way to go, then I don't see Gili Rotsun when I take this path. So my question is, the Rosh tells me, since it's Eshel Listum Nechirov, so it's considered to be a separate Maisa, I could have closed my nose, and therefore walking past is not the same Maisa as the being Mariach, the Eshel of Arizara. It doesn't have the problem of being a Psikresha. Fine. So I'm asking, okay, so it's not one Maisa, it's not a Psikresha. The walking past and the Mariach are two separate Maisa. And I'm asking, but nonetheless, you should have the Efshadikah problem. Since I could have closed my nose and I didn't, that should be a Gili Rotsun that I want to be Mariach, the Reach Shalav Arizar. So why don't I have even if there's only one road, but since it's Efshalav list in the Chirav, why don't I have the problem that the problem of Efshar, that should create an Isser? The case that we're talking about, what's the case that we're addressing? The case is a case of, let's say the following case. It's E-Efsher, and he's Eini Mechaber. Let's take that case.
the Esher,
and he's aiming at Enim Achavim. The most lenient case that we have in our repertoire over here. According to the Shnabastra, it's certainly Mutter. The Esher V'Lekim Achavim is Mutter L'Kuli Alma. According to the third Lishnakama, it's at least looking according to Reb Shimon. This is the most lenient case. We'll talk about that case. There's one road to go, and then he doesn't have kavanah for the Reish of Adizara. So the halacha of it's mutter. It's mutter according to Reb Shimon, the Kuli Alma, and according to Reb Yehuda, even the Lishna Basra is matter, most lenient case. So the Rosh asked, but it should be also out of segregation. So the Rosh answer is, it's not of segregation because Eshel is listed in the Chiv. That we sort of made, with Josh as well, we made sense out of that. It means, since you, even though you're not closing your nose, since you could have closed your nose, so the taking this road is a separate Maisa from the being Maria Clare Eshel of Adizora, and therefore it doesn't have the quality of a segregation. Segregation means it's one Maisa here, it's two Maisa, so we don't have to worry about segregation. But now I'm asking a different question. Once the Rosh tells me this is Mitzias, that I could close my nose, and I didn't know that would work. The Rosh tells me that will work. The Reyach won't get in if they put in nose plugs. So then why every Efsher should really be Efsher? Because it's Efsher lo listam nechiruv. So why do we ever label an Efsher which will always be labeled Efsher?
If we're saying that Efsher is just the Megala Ratzon, so it could be that if he has to be in a situation where he needs to be in the presence of the Zara, the fact that he could have closed his nose is not a Megala of his Ratzon that he wants to get it done.
100%. I think that's the answer. That's the answer. The answer is, what's wrong with Efsher? Why is Efsher a factor to Lahachmir? Because, the way I've been saying all the time, Efsher is a Gili Rotzel. I have two ways to go to Yeshiva. One leads past the Rech Shalom Adizara, and the other path doesn't. So obviously, if I take this path, and I don't take the other path, so there's a certain Gili that this is what I could have not gone past the Adizara, and I decided to go past the Adizara. That's Megale. Certain level is according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Megala that I have a Rotson for the Reish Shel Vedazar. But the fact that I walk past the Vedazar and I don't hold my nose, that is not a Gili of Rotson. That's not normal. People don't walk around the street holding their nose. The fact that when I walk past the Reish Shel Vedazar, I don't hold my nose, that doesn't show any Rotson. I have two paths, and it's perfectly normal. I can go this path, I can go that path. I just decide to go this path. That's a Gili of Rotzen. The fact that I don't hold my nose is not a Gili of Rotzen. So it doesn't create the problem of Esh. I think that's the MS answer. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to talk tomorrow about the Ran, so if you could take a look at the Ran of Kulim, Staf Lamed Bezim and Alec Nadap Harif. Where he talks about this issue, which is there a din of segregation by Yisuri Hanah? He talks also about Shekhei Nenet. So there's a couple of interesting things in that round, and it's important to touch on.